Locked On Bulldogs postgame show begins here on the Bulldog Sports Network. Ferris State takes game one of the best of three series, 4-2 the score for the Bulldogs, and they only need one more win in the next two games to advance to Joe Louis Arena. Joined now by assistant coach Dave Sensor. Coach, your analysis on the Bulldog victory tonight.
Well, it was a very hard-fought, win for us, and I give a lot of credit to our guys. I thought from the second the puck dropped tonight, our compete level was outstanding. And, all the one-on-one battles, all the things, the intangible, so to speak, our guys brought it tonight, and, the will was there, the desire was there, and we knew it would be, but it's always a pleasant surprise to come out and see, the compete level just the way it was. And you have to credit, Kyle Bonus and the rest of our captains, Travis Ouellette, Scott Darnell, and CJ Mott, who's really become a leader of this team for, coming ready to play and making sure the rest of the team is tonight too.
Connor Schmidt played 31 games as a defenseman coming into this competition and then plays as a forward tonight. Your thoughts on his performance as a forward, even though he had three penalties in the box for not 6 minutes, rough math there for the night.
Well, it's a tough position to be put in. You're a defenseman your entire life. You're a defenseman all year. The only college hockey experience you have is as a defenseman. And then, you get tossed in into, the biggest game of the year as a forward. So, I give him a lot of credit. I thought he played really hard. I thought he played really well. The first penalty he took probably was one that we don't need an offensive zone trip. The second one, we'll live with that. I'm not sure. We'll have to watch a video on that one. But, I'm not sure there's anything you can really blame him on. So, we'll live with that one. And I thought overall, though, he really did a good job. And he brought what we were looking for. He brought some grit. He brought some determination. I thought he was really tough in front of both nets. And overall, definitely high marks for him in his first game as a forward.
How about Justin DeMartino, not normally considered a finesse player, if you will, scores two goals tonight to get the Bulldogs rolling?
Yeah, I'd like to know where that came from. To be honest with you, I would like to harness that and get that all the time. But no, the one that he scored where he drew the penalty, it started off by great movement away from the puck. And what I mean there is, we really preach to our guys to move hard away from the puck, keep yourself moving, put yourself in good positions. It loosens up, the opponent's feet, it forces them to back up. And he took off. He was right by a playbook play by him. Great movement away from the puck. Got himself in a great spot. Drew the penalty, going hard to the net, and had an incredible finish. And the second one was more of a Justin DeMartino type goal, like you'd expect. He's in front of the net battling. Eric Alexander made a great play to the net, and DeMar was able to bang that one home for us.
Chris Crane at the end of the game had a five-minute penalty for hitting from behind in the game misconduct and against Dakota Klecha. I know that you're not down in the locker room yet, so I'd like to hear what his analysis is if he's going to play tonight, but he didn't look too well. He took a lot of hits today. He took a bruising, a beating out there today.
He did, and you know what? That's always a tough situation in hockey, regardless of the team that's involved. When the game's kind of out of hand right at the very end, and, a guy takes a serious hit like that, and it's tough just in that, hey, you can almost take a five-minute penalty, so to speak, to an extent, and, he only had to serve 5 seconds of it. So, that's just a tough situation, and, it doesn't matter which team or who's involved, it's just a tough situation. So, you always preach to your guys that you have to be in control in that situation. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. And hopefully Dakota's okay. I know he was very slow coming off, went straight to the locker room after that, and, he'll be evaluated tonight and tomorrow, I'm sure, by our medical staff. And hopefully he's okay to go again because he really had some good jump for us tonight. But, overall, it's a tough situation regardless of the team and the players involved. Late in the game when it's out of hand, when hits like that, start happening.
All right, Coach, final question for you here. What does Ferris have to do to get the sweep in advance of the Joe tomorrow?
Well, we're going to have to bring that compete level and then some. Ohio State, they matched our intensity for the most part of the night tonight. And, so as well as we played, they were just as good. And their MO all year has been, to be an incredibly hardworking, gritty type team. And they're going to bring that tomorrow. They've got some guys that, their careers are on the line, their season's on the line. They always say the old cliche is the toughest thing to do in hockey or any sport to eliminate another team. And we've lived it before, and it is hard to do. So we know they're going to bring their absolute best game tomorrow. They're going to put their best foot forward. So we need to do the same, and we need to, do what we have to do, whatever it takes to find a way to get this done tomorrow and move on. But it's going to take an A-plus effort. Everything we have from every guy that's dressed, everyone involved with the entire team tomorrow, we're going to have to, everyone's going to have to be at their best to make that happen.
All right, Coach, we'll see you on the bus. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Dave Sensor, the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey program here at Dogs Win, 4-2. in game one of this best-of-three series, one win away from advancing to the Joe Louis Arena in the final CCHA championships ever. We'll come back with the box score and the audio highlights. This is Ferris State Hockey, live on the Bulldog Sports Network in sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.